Okay, welcome back to the Pistols Firing Podcast. We've got a short one today, but I'm sure that we will endlessly talk about the allegations by Sports Illustrated against Oklahoma State over the next few weeks and days. Today we have Samantha Vicent on. She is formerly of the Ocali and Tulsa World. She's an investigative reporter and is currently interning at the Student Press Law Center. So she is a good journalist and knows about things like the Sports Illustrated article alleging that Oklahoma State players were paid money and given other benefits. So she was very interesting to talk to. Had a different viewpoint than probably a lot of us, because she does stuff like this all the time. So I will get off the air now and let Samantha take over. Thanks.
Ready?
Yes. Okay. Samantha Vicent, I appreciate you coming on the podcast on short notice. Thanks for being here.
No problem. This is an interesting day. Mm.
Yeah, I was going to say we've got a lot to talk about today. We're taping this on a Tuesday. Sports Illustrated, first part of the Sports Illustrated story came out this morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, obviously. What was your... So obviously you read it. What was your initial reaction to reading that story?
I think it's interesting that there are so many people that they quoted, because the sheer amount of people makes it really difficult to prove or disprove anything. And the fact that so many of these occurred so long ago made me question the relevance in mentioning them, especially the two people who are deceased and people with questionable records. I saw that there was a tweet earlier today about seven of them having been disciplined, and there were two more that were burned in some fashion. So you don't want to assume that just because somebody's been burned or has a problem with the program that they're going to talk badly about it, but it is interesting to note that that's the vast majority of sources here.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
And as far as all the older things, the only thing the NCAA would be able to even look at is if they believe that there's a pattern of behavior or lack of institutional control. And I don't know how they're going to be able to prove or disprove that, because there isn't really a paper trail that SI is citing or anything of that nature.
Do you think that SI would go ahead and publish this story without any evidence of a paper trail? I mean, would they really go and do this big five-part series and all these videos and give OSU the Sports Illustrated cover with just hearsay? I mean, is that a thing that would happen potentially?
I would hope not. I personally always like to have some kind of a document that backs up what I'm going to be writing about. But the fact that there are so many people that have been interviewed independently and they're saying similar things from their perspective, they conceivably could. That doesn't mean they should, but they could. And they may very well have a boatload of records they're just not telling us about.
Yeah, it would seem, and that's one thing I think I wrote about this earlier today, but like it would seem very irresponsible of them to get a bunch of guys that, were kicked off the team or left for one reason or another, and say, okay, well, all these guys said this, so, you guys are in trouble now. Like that seems really irresponsible and not something I would expect from an organization that employs guys like George Dorman, John Wertheim, who's the editor. I don't know. Like, I guess that's what we're kind of waiting to see next, though, is where's the evidence?
Mm-hmm. What was even more interesting was in their interview earlier this afternoon, they implied really strongly that because they were worse off after going to OSU, in their words, that it's somehow the coach's fault for things that happened years after the fact. And it almost sounded like they were easily young, impressionable players that were influenced by coaches who are trying to exploit them. And a lot of that doesn't really seem to be the case, especially because they'd even note that a lot of them asked for financial assistance and they used it on food almost universally.
Yeah, yeah. I watched that that thing on SI.com. I'm gonna post it. I'm gonna post the video at least on Pistol Aspiring here in a little bit. But yeah, it was weird. It almost seemed like, you know, they wrote this story, they did all this stuff, and granted, we still have four more parts of it to come, but it just felt like they were inferring a lot of things based on, you know, I don't know, like their story online today didn't match up with what they were inferring in the video. I thought that was kind of strange as well. One thing I wanted to ask you about real quick is, so the first thing you said when you came on, you said the fact that so many people were interviewed, mm-hmm. does that makes it more difficult to prove all this stuff or less difficult?
I think it depends on how you're looking at it, because, for example, 10 people could say that the sky is pink. I could show you a picture that says the sky is blue, and that point would be moot. But if you are trying to confirm each individual story, in that sense, it's harder. But if you want to say, oh, well, 10 people are saying X, then it's easier for many people to assume that at least part of that is true. Something else that was kind of weird was when state media reported that they believed Sayre's name would not be on the article, and then the first thing we see this morning is his name on the article, and then subsequently he's all over the interview this afternoon. So I kind of wonder if there was any kind of agreement and if SI is not fully keeping its word about this.
Well, yeah, and not only that, but I mean, his name's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. It says by George Dorman and Thayer Evans. That's a little weird. There, you know, that was one of the few things. It felt like Oklahoma State and Sports Illustrated were kind of getting along and kind of, you know, hey, Sports Illustrated saying this is what we have, and Oklahoma State saying, okay, we understand, we're gonna respond in this manner. But yeah, that seemed a little maybe underhanded. Is it normal for an entity like Sports Illustrated to come to an organization like Oklahoma State before the article is released and say, okay, this is when we're releasing it, this is what's in it? Is that, I mean, what were they trying to do there, do you think?
Well, if that were me, if you're going to publish something that presents someone else in a negative light, you should at least try to get a response from the people that you're talking about. For the sake of balance, yes, but it's also ethically right to at least give them a chance to comment. And it seemed as though SI was trying to present that fairly at first, but then now that they kind of went back on their word, it seems, I'm not really sure how it's going to play out for the rest of the week. And then there was another sentence in here that kind of made me think, when there's a graph about Rhett Bomar's issues at OU, and then the Sooners' violations paled next to the bogus jobs 83 miles away in Stillwater. I feel like that's just a tad editorialized.
Yeah, I mean, that
and
has...
I found that interesting.
That's got Thayer's name written all over it, though. Like, there's a 0% chance that he didn't write that sentence, I feel like.
Oh, I mean, sure. I mean, OSU fans are no fan of Sayre's at all. But I've also seen some people, you know, on the forums wishing harm on him, and I don't think that's right either. If he is wrong, and there seem to be discrepancies already with several of the sources who are coming out and saying he's misquoted them, then that's one thing. Wishing the guy harm is something totally different.
Yeah. So as an investigative journalist, when you go to, like, let's say you were going to interview Brad Gertman, who was quoted prominently in this story, and he said, this booster gave me $1,000 because I played well against Kansas in this game. What do you do to, I mean, do you try to find a second source on that? What do you do to try and prove that that is a factual statement?
If somebody's coming forward with something like that, first you would, A, I would try to find somebody else who was saying it. B, I would try to see if there were any kind of discrepancies in financial records, or get the name of the booster or the coach that the player is alleging that from, and then ask them themselves, ask them directly. If they tell you no comment, you're allowed in journalism to say that. They really shouldn't say no comment, because that opens you to speculation, especially with things like this. But yeah, I would try to ask as many people as possible.
Yeah. So we've talked a little bit about what happened. In terms of what OSU fans, or, you know, whoever's looking at this story is looking for next from the NCAA, what is the NCAA going to come in and try and do to say, okay, you're fine, you're clear of this, or no, there was a pattern of, you know, kind of willful behavior that this was a systematic thing. We've had the Miami scandal going on for like 3 years now. Is this something that you think will last multiple years, or is it going to be over quick, or what's your take on that?
The NCAA is kind of predictable. You've seen they handled the Manziel autograph debacle pretty quickly, but Miami's been dragging up for a while. Ohio State took a while. They're really just kind of unpredictable in that aspect, but if they're going to do anything, it would either be whatever they've alleged in 2011, or if they see some kind of a pattern, but even so, that'll be hard for the NCAA to prove or disprove.
Yeah, it really feels like it's a lot of, you know, he said, she said, and I mean, obviously a lot of alleged cash payments, which obviously there's no paper trail there. I don't know. I want, before passing judgment either way, I want to see or be told, you know, I want to see some evidence or be told by Sports Illustrated, we don't have any physical evidence, in which case I would be a lot more skeptical of what they've, you know, come forward with.
Exactly. I mean, if this were me, I would definitely say I collected such and such via an open records request or something along those lines. Or you could say that you filed one and it was denied for such and such reason. And it confuses me a little bit that there isn't any kind of a statement like that in there. I almost feel like, because there are so many people who are speaking out against this article, and then the players who are quoted on record, there's something in the middle that's probably the truth, but for the most part, it just seems like it's a PR nightmare for the university to have to handle for the next couple of weeks, unless the NCAA is trying to make itself look credible after kind of being embarrassed from the Manziel situation. They might be trying to put their foot down on things, so to speak.
Yeah, that's one thing that I'm kind of worried about in terms of, I mean, like you said, the NCAA is very unpredictable. I mean, you can look at Oklahoma State's history and see that the NCAA is unpredictable in terms of, you go all the way back to the 1980s with the Hartley Dykes case. You had the Andrew Oliver baseball case in the mid 2000s, and then obviously the Dez case in 2009. Actually, the Andrew Oliver might have been in 2010 or something like that. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, is there anything to the theory that Sports Illustrated is trying to use Oklahoma State to make an example of the NCAA and that really we're not looking at the big picture here? I mean, do you think that's, I mean, obviously,
I could see where people would say that, because Oklahoma State's pretty much the only school that's even mentioned in this article. And if you're trying to paint OSU as a wider picture of the NCAA institutions are corrupt. This is all the stuff that happens behind closed doors. I feel like you should at least include other large Division I schools in such a report to show that it's a rampant problem and not just an anomaly.
Yeah, that's true. And the problem with that might be just not having enough resources to do the interviews and do the
stuff. Or time.
Or time. I mean, this one alone allegedly took, I think it was 10 or 11 months. You probably can't pay journalists to do that over a stretch of a half decade and get two or three programs to prove a bigger point.
But it doesn't help SI at all that Sayre's on record with domestic issues and columns from different publications where he's trashed OSU in some way. That does not help at all. Perception or public perception.
Yeah, and I think that's an interesting, way to look at it because, I think even in my work, I think like, wow, this could be, people are digging up stuff from Thayer from 3 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever. And you're like, man, whatever I write in, right now could be a something that people look at in 10 years and, you just don't. Mm-hmm. You don't know what people are going to dig up on you or what people are going to see. How does this ultimately end? Are you of the belief that it kind of passes over? Will there be a fall guy? What's your guess about how this ends based on the information that we have right now?
The fall guy would have been DeForest, but DeForest isn't at OSU anymore. So West Virginia said it's doing its own internal investigation into things about DeForest, but who knows how that'll turn out. All the people that would normally be sanctioned for this aren't associated with the university. So are they going to retroactively get rid of somebody who was in a lower position or something like that? There definitely needs to be changes if all this stuff is actually going on and nobody's either talking about it or people are hiding it. But I think that Les, Miles, and DeForest are definitely going to get looked at, and they've got some questions they need to answer, whether to the NCAA or to the public.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, Samantha, well, I appreciate you coming on and, again, on such short notice and talking about this. And, we'll have to do it again sometime, hopefully under better circumstances for Oklahoma State.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, I appreciate it, Samantha.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, talk to you later.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.